With Valentine's Day tomorrow, love is in the air. But even the strongest relationships can be rocked by financial infidelity. According to Bankrate, nearly 25% of Americans in relationships are keeping a money-related secret from their partner. For more, let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So, Jill, I know you're not a therapist, but you must feel like one when you're asked about financial infidelity. What kinds of money secrets are couples keeping from each other?
You know, some of them seem somewhat benign. So in this Bankrate survey, when they say financially unfaithful, it's everything from spending more than your partner is sort of signed off on to something a little more nefarious, a secret credit card, stashing money in a hidden checking or savings account. And I think the one that's probably like the whoops, terrible surprise of them all, having an undisclosed big pile of debt that you have not either not disclosed to your partner or you've rung up behind your partner's back. So those are the things that are all as part of this financially unfaithful category.
And I can see how that could cause some tension. So if you've been keeping a major financial secret from your partner, you know, you might be worried about the damage it'll do to the trust. What's the best way to come clean?
You know, in my experience that, you know, just like any other bad news, getting it out as quickly as you can is really the best way to deal with it. Now, with your financial life, you know, maybe you need a third party there to help you out. Maybe you want to do this with your CPA or your certified financial planner, or maybe you just want to make sure that you've really brought the heat down on whatever the conversation's going to be. Look, as partnerships, we have to talk about a lot of difficult things. Getting the information out, trying to make sure that you absolutely apologize and say, wow, I screwed this up. I don't want to do it again. And I don't want to hold the secret. And I really want to work with both of us to build something here. And part of being together is building a financial life together in many respects.
And are there ways that you can suggest that a couple could move forward financially once they have the truth out on the table?
I think that with whether you've been faithful or not, I still think couples have a tough time really dealing with a lot of aspects of their financial lives. And I would say hat tip to the younger generation. Gen Z and millennials seem to be better at this than the older generations. So I really think we could take a clue from them. We want to try to kind of get rid of the judgment and get rid of some of the emotions and just gather information. So everything from let's just look at the assets that we own. Let's look at our debts or our liabilities. And let's look at how we are spending money. Let's not criticize the other for spending money. Let's just gather the information first. And then once we have all that information, then we're going to use that information to help drive how we can accomplish our goals and objectives. And that's the kind of constructive conversation you can have with one another. Of course, by the way, caveat is do not have this conversation tomorrow night over dinner.
I was just going to ask you that. You answered it. So Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money, we thank you as always.
And happy Valentine's Day to you early.
The same to you.